The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, alhamdulillah, we discuss various challenges that the youth experience, as well as some Islamic guidance on how we can manage to overcome those challenges. And today too, inshallah azza wa jal, we have a beautiful topic of discussion regarding the challenges that the youth do face. But before we get towards our topic, let us first motivate ourselves to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great means of benefit for us, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. 10 mercies we are receiving for one salawat. Imagine those who recite salawat throughout the day. In every spare moment that they have, they recite salawat and they avoid unnecessary speech and instead recite salawat in that time as well. How much of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such people will attain. May Allah azza wa jal make us among them who receive His mercy continuously. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's topic of discussion regarding the challenges that youth do face is a very important topic, a topic that affects many of us, if not all of us, who complete their studies and then go into a working environment or look towards going into a working environment. And our topic name is Just After Studies. Yes, Just After Studies. What is it that we do? What is it that we can do? What's our aims? What's our motives? What's our goals just after we study? So alhamdulillah, that is going to be a wonderful topic of discussion that we're going to go through. But before we go into our topic, before we discuss any further, we are first going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rejuvenate our spirits, strengthen our love for the blessed beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. After this kalam, we come back and we discuss our topic further. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikha aakhri Nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikha aakhri Nabi, Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri Nabi, phir gumbade khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, meethe madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi, phir gumbade khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, aakar karu rote hue kaabe ka main tawaf, aakar karu مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میرے مدینے میں کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے فرمائی حق سے دعا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، آقا بلانو مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، آقا بلانو مدینے۔
سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm hopeful that now you are feeling even closer to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are more desirous of visiting the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal take you all to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah grant us all the sa'adah of Hajj and Umrah. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now back to our topic of discussion for today, just after studies. That's our topic. And yes, alhamdulillah, this journey of studying begins from a very early stage in life. It's not just from the time someone reaches youth, but rather in childhood, studies begin. We find that children are enrolled in madrasas, they're enrolled into schools even before they realize the importance of education. The process of education already starts. So in certain countries, you have preschool, you have grade R, you have different forms of beginner level education, and gradually you move up the ranks in school. In some countries, you may have 12 years of schooling. In some countries, you may have 13 years of schooling. They differ from country to country. And eventually, the primary, the secondary education is over. It's complete. And then many people opt for tertiary education. This is where you start deciding which field it is you would like to work in, and you study accordingly. So you find some people moving towards sciences, you find other people moving towards commerce, etc. And everyone finds their field and they try to establish themselves firmly in knowledge in that field. After the completion of tertiary education or secondary education, then people try to move towards a career. Now, we've given guidance, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this program regarding career choices. And if you haven't seen that yet, you can find it on our social media platforms. Wise Career Choices is the discussion. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we've gone down that path. But after you've chosen your career and you started to move towards that direction, or you want to move towards that direction, people just complete their studies, they want to move in the direction of their career, but there's a lot of uncertainty there as well. So just after studies is a very confusing phase in the lives of many. That what do I do? How do I find interviews? How do I try to select the correct company? And thereafter, I need to go about my interview and then I need to go about work. Sometimes many youth are unsuccessful in even trying to get an interview. What do they do? Or if you get the interview, but you don't get through, and you go interview after interview, but you don't get through, meaning you're not accepted in any of these fields or in any of these companies. So then what is it that you do? So it's a very confusing point in life. There are lots of uncertainties that come about at this phase just after studies. Firstly, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, once you have completed your study and now you're moving towards a company, it is important that we first identify what sort of company we want to work in. Maybe it is within a specific field suitable for the study that you have just completed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you may place your applications. You work on a CV or a resume, and there's lots of assistance that you can seek for that as well. Alhamdulillah, that could be available off the internet, or you could have people who could assist you in trying to build up that CV, and then you place it at different companies. But when you do place it at different companies and you're hoping for interviews from those companies as well, you need to identify within those companies, do I have a suitable working environment? Do I have a suitable working environment within that company? A working environment that is conducive to my Islamic lifestyle, to my lifestyle as a Muslim, meaning I need to have time for Salah. Others complain that they're not allowed an Islamic dress code within their companies. And by Islamic dress code, I'm referring to the basic necessities that we need to ensure that we are covering. For example, for males, there is a certain awrah that must be covered, and one must be covered well enough that one looks decent and modest. For Islamic sisters that have the need to work, so they too, they have to ensure that their dress code can be an Islamic dress code as well. If the company is not allowing that, then that is not even a company we want to consider an interview with or consider placing a CV at. Nonetheless, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we go into an interview, and there are various tips that you can find from those who have already been successful in interviews as to how you should carry yourself out in an interview. Most importantly, to be relaxed, to be natural, and to follow the Islamic guidelines that you have been taught. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with a position in one of those companies, excellent. And now you will start your career within that company. This is a major milestone for many who have studied within the field of choice. Alhamdulillah. But then we also have the situation where someone has applied for one interview and the next interview and is unfortunately unsuccessful in either getting interviews or is unsuccessful in getting the job after interviews. So what should they do? You find people that are sitting at home and just hoping that an opening comes in the field that they studied to work in for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, at which point are they going to get up and do something? Remember, O youth of the Ummah, please do remember that just sitting back and doing nothing is not an option. For those who have the responsibility to provide within their homes, for their elderly parents, for their siblings, for their spouses, for their children, they need to do something. And when youth need to start in life, they need to do something. So you do need to do something. And when you are trying to do something, and if it's not successful within a certain field, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed your rizq, your sustenance in something else. Yes, it could even be something that you have not studied for. So you need to look at new options. You need to broaden your outlook. Although you studied within a certain field and you may do well in that field, but if rizq is in another field, then we need to explore that as well. We need to be brave enough to take the step forward. Yes, sometimes we have the situation or the difficulty of people having difficulty in being hired under the excuse that they are overqualified for their job or overqualified for that certain position. So in that case, what do they do? If you are overqualified for the position and you are unable to get any work, yes, you may apply elsewhere, but at the same time, if there is a need and you need to earn, then earning a little is better than earning nothing. So even though you may be overqualified and you may only receive a portion or a fraction of that which you expected to receive in that certain job or within your career, sometimes we need to take that step. So even if you're overqualified and you are only getting a fraction of your salary or a fraction of that which you expected to earn, it is better to have less than to have none. In English, there's a beautiful saying that half loaf is better than none. Half a loaf is better than none. So it's better to work and earn enough to purchase half a loaf rather than not working and not being able to earn anything. Now, if we need to move towards another field, then in that case, should we be afraid? Should we back down? Should we not do anything at all? No. When you are young, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many doors, there are many avenues that you can pursue. There are many avenues that are actually open to you, even though you might think that they are not open. It just requires you to take the first step. So you take the first step, you look for those opportunities, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors for you. The important part on your part is that you try. You try, you make an effort, you inquire from people. If you can inquire from people, do inquire in whichever way possible, and inshallah azza wa jal, as you take steps, you will see that certain doors would open for you. Sometimes the opportunity that may open for you is better than that which you planned for, is even better than that which you've studied for. There's also the option of pursuing a new career choice by taking certain short courses. Here too, this too is dependent upon your time, your ability, your position, your circumstance. Someone may not have the finance after studying for many years to be able to take another short course to pursue a different career. Some may also have the difficulty of having to provide immediately for their families, and so they may have to take some work immediately. This does not close off your options. Remember, education, learning, seeking knowledge does not have a time limit to it. Certain courses have time frames, but your education and your knowledge does not have a time limit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So even whilst you are working within a certain field, you could be doing short courses in other fields as well. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we see within the beautiful mahal of Dawat-e-Islami many short courses in place within the Islamic field, within the field of religious knowledge. And people who are doctors, they are lawyers, they are engineers, they are plumbers, they are electricians, they are people in so many different fields that are working and supporting their families. They are fulfilling the huquq of their family members by trying to ensure that they are sustained, whilst at the same time, alhamdulillah, they are pursuing a field of Islamic knowledge. There are some that are doing the Dars-e-Nizami course to become alima. Some are doing Hifdhul Quran. Some are learning Tajweed. Some are doing Faizan-e-Namaz course. Some are doing the Bahari Shari'at course. So many courses, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, people are learning and people are studying in. And thereafter, they wish to teach part-time, or they wish to educate their children, or they wish to hold classes in their various masajid. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This too is a beautiful path. So even though you might have chosen a course, you might have chosen a career, you might have begun your work as well, it does not mean that the doors of knowledge are closed. There are some that have already pursued fields in being doctors, in being lawyers, in being engineers, in being plumbers, in being electricians. And whilst they are working, whilst they are supporting their families, whilst they are fulfilling the hukuk of their families in doing their best to provide for them, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they are still doing courses under Dawat Islami, like Fezan and Namaz course, some are doing Bahar Shariat course, some are doing the Dars-e Nizami course, becoming Alim-e-Deen, and they intend to perhaps later on teach their children or teach their families or teach in a madrasa or teach in a Darul Uloom or teach in their various masajid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this too is a beautiful thing to do. Even if one does not want to pursue a career within Islamic sciences, where he or she does not want to take a job or a position in that field, so then too, one can study to increase their own knowledge. So you too can study to increase your own knowledge so that you can live your life as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to and as per the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't close the doors to knowledge. I've seen people that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s are still pursuing different courses and still trying to increase their knowledge. This is a beautiful thing to do, and this is part of the inspiration that they have received from Islamic teachings, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, to continuously seek knowledge. So as long as you can broaden your field, as long as you can learn a little more in various fields as well, do so. Perhaps at some point it's going to benefit you. It may benefit your CV, your resume, when you're applying for work. It might just benefit you in your normal general life, and it might just change your perspective and let another field be open to you instead of you being limited to just one field. Now, it's not always necessary to pursue courses in various fields. You may pursue courses within your field of work already in order to establish yourself even further. One of the best investments that you can do as a young person is invest in yourself, invest in your own knowledge, invest in your health, invest in your career, invest in the path that you have chosen in life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, on the basis and the foundation of that is your Islam, your Islamic knowledge, your Islamic lifestyle. Then goes towards your career choice, your work that you are already in or the work that you want to pursue, invest in that. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as you invest in that, you will grow in that and more opportunities will open for you. Then too, you have those who have studied but have not found work within that line. And they've tried a few different lines, but they have not found work there too. Still, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with the opportunity that you can get into some form of work or some form of business, whether it be seeking employment, even though it might be out of your field of study, or starting up your own work, starting up your own business. This is a trend that you would see from the pious predecessors of the past as well. Among the Sahaba ikram, among the Quraysh, they would go out and they would be business people and they would try to make a living in that way. The important thing is that you place the effort, you put in the effort. Don't think that my path is so limited only to my field of study. If that works for you, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, because you've given years of practice, years of study in that field, years of research within that field. So if it works for you, excellent. If it does not work for you, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of life. Perhaps it's just the beginning of your work life. And so open your mind, open your heart to different opportunities, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you wonderful opportunities. The important thing is for you to take the first step, step after step. The first step is usually the difficult step. As you move forward, it becomes easier. And inshallah azza wa jal, even if it does not really become easier, you will become stronger, and that will make it easier. May Allah Azza wa Jal open for us the doors of His rahmah, the doors of His mercy, and grant us all ease in every step of our lives. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please stay tuned, continue watching Madani channel, continue your recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grow your love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll see you again on the next episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.